Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 24, Rustenburg 26.
There's been a crash in Kaya Sand, Malibongwe Drive at Boundary Road, and the Crown today is worse than usual. Very heavy traffic and congestion in the general Crown area.
The Border Management Authority is closely monitoring renewed demonstrations in Mozambique. This comes after the country's opposition leader urged supporters to protest for 3 days over last month's disputed presidential elections. Protests disrupted roads and public transport in Maputo. Johannesburg Water is set to implement tighter water restrictions in high demand areas to combat ongoing supply issues. Operations manager Logan Munsami reports that 24% of water losses are due to burst pipes and leaks. He gave an update today on water challenges in the city.
So we're improving our first line response team, where we're aiming to isolate bursts to save water, at least within the first hour or so. If we can isolate most or every burst within the hour, we curb that water lost through the burst.
To Northwest, where the number of suspected illegal miners who resurfaced from a disused mine today has risen to 17. Earlier, police confirmed 3 miners believed to be Mozambican nationals emerged from shaft 10 of the abandoned Stilfontein gold mine this morning. This brings the number of miners who've emerged from underground to 51 since Sunday evening. Here's Northwest Police spokesperson Sabata Mokwabone.
Of the 17, 14 resurfaced from Margaret Shaft and 3 from shaft number 10. The 14 that resurfaced at Margaret Shaft are foreign nationals from Lesotho, Zimbabwe and Mozambique. They are still being processed and our operations continue.
Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gaetan McKenzie announced that his department will commission documentaries celebrating the lives of 25 living legends in a creative sector. The announcement came during a breakfast meeting with these legends earlier today. The minister also emphasised the importance of recognising and properly honouring those who have significantly contributed to the arts industry in South Africa.
You have already performed for all the time that you had to perform. You have fought for all the time that you had to fight. That time is over. I am here to tell you in my department and the Deputy Minister, we are going to make sure that you are our first priority.
And we are off down under, where Australia will now ban children under 16 from using social media. The ban, which will not take effect for at least 12 months, could see tech companies fined if they don't comply. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
Why? You got a minute left. Tell us another story. Donkey Chanel. Latest from the cricket down under. Day 2 of the first test. The Proteas men versus Sri Lanka. And wow, what is going on? I don't know. The ball must be seaming around and going crazy. First inning, South Africa 191 all out. Sri Lanka today 42 all out. Leave it, Exi. Currently South Africa 28 without loss, leading Sri Lanka by 177 runs with 10 wickets remaining and 3.25 days to do it in.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love, but oh.